Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Speak the Word Ministries presents the teaching of Pastor Joanne Ramsey.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey. The mission of Speak the Word Ministries is to teach you that there is power in the spoken Word of God.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, It's Your Time to Grow and Expand.
Speak the Word.
According to John 8, verse 31 in Amplified Bible, it says, So Jesus said to those Jews who had believed in Him, If you abide in My Word, in other words, hold fast to My teachings and live in accordance with them. He says, you truly are My disciples. And verse 32 says, and you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Praise God. Brothers and sisters, in the end, His truths are the only thing that will save you. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 in the God Word translation, it says, the Spirit says clearly that in latter times some believers will desert the Christian faith. They will follow spirits that deceive, and they will believe the teachings of demons. And friends, this is happening all over the world today. They're looking for somebody with a feel-good message, somebody that can tickle your ear. But I'm telling you, if you're not getting the true Word of God, you're going to be in trouble because it's only the Word of God that's going to save you. I want you to know that in both the Old and the New Testament, He is continually stating there is one God. In Isaiah 42, verse 8, God said, I am the Lord. He says, that is My name. I will not give My glory to anyone else. Praise His holy name. And He said, nor will I share My praise with carved idols. Think about that. You know, a lot of people think about idols and things like that. They think about the carved idols and other things like that. But we can have things that we worship, that we get addicted to, that we don't even realize because it's not maybe a card figurine. Maybe it's in we get addicted to certain games on our computers or iPads or the games that we buy. There's various things that we do that takes up all of our time and we put it before the Lord. And so these are things that become gods to you. You know, and so that's one of the things I'm talking about. And if you're wondering why I'm reading so many scriptures about this and who God is I want you to be clear that there is only one God. And if you are to grow and expand, the only person that is going to make this possible for you is that God, the only one God that counts. He is the only one that can change you. He is the only one that can help you to grow and expand in all these areas of your life that you've been seeking Him for. Saints, we are living in a season that is going to require us to make decisions. We no longer have one foot in. We can no longer have one foot in and one foot out. We must be all in for Jesus. We cannot grow and expand without being all in for Jesus. In Proverbs 17:15, in the English Standard Version, he says, He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the righteous are both alike. I want you to think about that for a few minutes, because the things that are going on in the world today And it has been going on in our world for a long time, for months, maybe several years, but especially in the last several months. The things that are going on that are wicked. He who justifies the wicked, who kind of makes excuses for what the wicked are doing. And he said, and he who condemns the righteous, he said, they're both just the same. There's no difference between those that are justifying the wicked and he that condemns the righteous. So the righteous people today, for God, God's righteous people are being judged and criticized and stepped on. And people are celebrating the wicked things of the world and instead of the righteous. And so God is saying they're both the same. And what he means by that, he said they're an abomination to him. They're an abomination to the Lord. Friends, according to Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1 in New Living Bible, it says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. And verse 6 says, there's a time to search and a time to quit searching, a time to keep and a time to throw away. And as I said earlier, I believe the time has come to choose what we're willing to give up for Jesus' sake, what we're willing to let go of. He gave up his life for us. You know, we don't think about that very often, but Jesus loves us so much. He loved us so much that he gave his life for us. He tells us in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that those who should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I can remember when I first became a Christian, that was about the only verse that I could remember. Even though I had sat in church off and on pretty much all my life, I never really got anything. I took my Bible. It looked good to have my Bible with me, open it up, but I honestly have to say I did not read it. It wasn't until I went that day, when I finally went that Sunday morning after a friend had invited me and the Holy Spirit came upon me and God had attracted me to him, and I became his. I became part of the kingdom of God, and that was the day that I was born again. And I'm telling you too, brothers and sisters, if you have been born again, in other words, if you become part of God's kingdom, you need to walk like it, and you need to talk like it, and you need to act like it, because others are watching you all the time. And it could be you're a big witness to those people that are around you that don't know Jesus. So it's going to serve the Jesus if you walk like you belong to him, act like it, and you talk like it. And I hope you're hearing me. Because like I said, he gave up his life for you and for me. And of course, the first and most important decision that you're ever going to make is accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I honestly have to say that was the best decision, and I've made a lot in my life over the years. That is the best decision I've ever made in my life. Also want to talk to you about seasons. As it says, and I said before, there's a season for everything. And I believe it's a season to make a decision to put God first in your life and to have a full understanding that there's only one God, and that is God Almighty. Hallelujah. And when we do this, I believe God will do as he said he would. Bless us coming in and bless us coming out in the city and in the field. And you'll find that in Deuteronomy 28, verse 6. You know, that was one of the verses that I used to quote a lot, you know. It says, Lord, I just thank you today that you're blessing me coming in and blessing me going out in the city and in the field, that I'm above only and not beneath. And Lord, and I just thank you. And I also want to talk to you about the different kind of seasons. There's different kind of seasons. For the Lord has placed it in my spirit that you're coming into your season. And whether you realize it or not, you really are coming into your season. The Lord don't just speak things just to be speaking them. When the Lord speaks, he always has a purpose for it. But it's really entirely up to you where you open your ears to hear what thus says the Lord. So you really are coming into your season. But if you are to enter into this season, you must be prepared. You, like anything else, you have to be prepared. Times are changing. I can't even open my phone without hearing about the turmoil that our country is in. Friends, no matter what you hear or see, you must never forget who you belong to. And know he will never forsake you, and he will protect us, for he has promised. We have God's promise that he is going to protect us. And as I said, things are changing around us day after day, week after week. And some of us, I think, are really fearful of this because we don't know exactly what's going to happen. And of course, we don't know because only God himself knows the future. He knows what's going to happen. And he knew this was going to happen before, you know, it was ever started. But you also have to know, too, that if you're a born-again child of God, that it did not, all of this stuff did not come as a surprise to our Father. He already knew it, and He's also already provided for us. So if you belong to Him, He has made provision for you, and you're going to be safe. So as He says, fear not. He says, for I'm with you, and I'm never going to leave you, and I'm never going to forsake you. So don't be afraid.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey here on Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry and is made possible by our friends and supporters around the country. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them. You can also connect with us online at speakthewordministry.net. We hope that you've been blessed by today's program. Pastor Joe will have a closing word for us in just a moment. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ, and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
Today, I want to speak to your heart for just a moment. Every time you tune in to hear our Speak the Word radio broadcast, the Word of God is going forth and lives are being changed. And through this ministry, they're hearing that God loves them. That's what Speak the Word ministry is all about. And I want to thank you because you're a part of that mission. Your prayers, your encouragement, your support, it matters more than you know. But as we move forward, we feel a strong calling to expand this outreach, to reach more people like you, to broadcast on more radio stations, and provide helpful resources for those who desperately need to hear the truth of God's Word. So today, I want to invite you to take a step of faith with me and prayerfully consider supporting Speak the Word ministry financially. Your gift will help us grow, reach more listeners. Friends, there are people all over the world that need to hear about Jesus. You can give today by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Thank you for standing with us, and thank you for helping us reach the ones who need it the most. And remember, there's power in the spoken word of God, and may God continue to bless you.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've been with us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word.